Yeah, they asking who's the best around. It just depends if I'm in your town.
It's hard to wanna be flashy and try and keep it humble. I got a buzz because I be the bumble. See that go, go, bragging with the flow. Is it my fault that I'm so cold? Like 32 below. In this game, I'm trying to go like 32 and 0. And I know I'm about to blow. I'm detonating on the low. So welcome to the show.
The best around. It just depends if I'm in your town.
Oh, hello, hello. What's up, everybody? It's MJ. Welcome to Rock Talk.
Yeah.
Episode 3. Lucky number 3. We're back at it again. And I hope everybody had a great week so far, right? I know I did, or at least I'm trying to. And I wanted to get on today, talk a little bit about something. Had a very interesting conversation with one of the youngsters that is part of my team, okay? And it was interesting because I was a little bit frustrated with him. Based on just the direction they were going in. And for me, it's the way I look at it is this. You know, I'm almost a half a century. I've been around the sun 50 times, coming up on 50 times. My wife even said the other day, "You're looking gray, boy." I said, "Yeah, you know, makes me look a little debonair." But, you know, I think that I've been through some things. Not like, yeah, I've been through things. Rough things, fun things, you know. Had some kids, the whole shebang, right? I've been there. So I would think I know a little something or two when it comes to talking to youngsters. And when I say youngsters, people younger than me, half my age, and specifically half my age. So I was talking to one of the younger guys, and, you know, the question came up from me as far as, like, what are you trying to do, right? And I pointed to the ground. I said, "You're here." He said, "Yes." And then I pointed to the ceiling. I said, "You're trying to get there." "Yes." "And I want to get there now." And I said, "Well, that can't happen. It just can't. Because there's a certain, unless you know something that I don't, going from there to there that quickly, you know, there's a certain rite of passage I feel like certain people have to go through in order to get there. On all different kinds of accord, right? Like foundational, like you got to set your foundation first. If your foundation doesn't work, then shit goes to hell. I've learned. Believe me, I've learned time and time again, right? But the more we got into the conversation, the more I started thinking about it. And I'm like, we are all at this point, I think, living in the matrix. Like shit that's just not reality, not real. At all. And I look at the younger group, right? I don't want to say younger than me. Like, I hate using the term Gen Z because it's so cliche, but I got to use it in order to explain it, right? But Gen Z and people like myself, Gen X alike, we are living in this world right now that things are force-fed to us that makes us live in this non-realistic state, non-reality completely. For example, I know, and not talking about this one individual, but there are some other young people that I know that will live in this social media world and will psychologically get fucked up because life ain't happening for them fast enough. Right? And listen, I'm not going to point one finger because three fingers are pointed right back at me. I find myself getting caught up in the matrix and being force-fed this shit and actually starting to believe the crap until I execute and realize, like, holy shit, this is not true and this is not how it works, right? Example, like, I'm in the middle of with a group of friends. We're in the middle of the Andy Frisella 75 Hard program. Super cool program. It's only day two, but still super cool. Well, I've been at least getting my head around it and practicing a little bit before we actually officially started. So I've gotten a little taste of the discipline that it's taking to complete the next 75 days, right? But with that being said, you know, just like anything else in any matrix that we live in, you know, I'm socially active digitally. So by doing that, we all know what happens. You say it, the phone, the computer, the TV, it feeds it to you. At this point, I'm thinking eventually if you think it, it's going to, I mean, sometimes you think it and it shows up, right? But the more you type in and the more you search, the more it gives you that reality, which is not necessarily your reality, right? Now, I have a lot of interest in physical fitness. So I'll look up, you know, I'm constantly like looking for different ways to work out, like legit, just because the stuff just gets monotonous. And I just want to find different ways to do different things, right? Whether, you know, if I'm doing a sit-up or, you know, push-ups, maybe there's creative ways. And then it takes me down this rabbit hole of people that are doing, like, really awesome shit, right? Stuff that I don't need to be doing, but I get so caught up in that, I'm going to do that, right? That's what I'm going to do, and it's easy, right? And the matrix of that gets me thinking to myself, all right, cool, this chick is doing, you know, one-arm push-ups on a kettlebell with one leg in the air while scratching her head. I'm making this shit up. But, and then I'll go, gosh, look at her. She's ripped or he's ripped. I need to do that, right? I'm going to do that. And then I'll try it, and it won't work out. I'll try it again, still won't work out. I'll try it a third time, right, and probably injure myself. And then I'll just say, screw it. This shit ain't for me. And then I'll feel a kind of way, right? Now, that's a very low-hanging fruit example of what I'm talking about, because at the end of the day, in my mind, I know that that person, whatever they were doing that's so difficult and the reason why they have, like, this badass body, right, which is what I want to achieve, is because they've been working at it for a long time. So I am just getting a snippet of their life. But the matrix of it doesn't let me see all of that person's, or that person themselves, they're not uploading the 52,000 times that they failed before they got that one move correctly, right? So I know, at least my mind is saying, you know, dude, like, come on, man, you're never going to get that. But I mean, there's another part. The other voice says, come on, this is horse shit. You know that it takes time, it takes practice, and you just got to keep at it, and eventually you'll get it. That comes from being around the sun 50 times, right? And also being in a world where this matrix shit really didn't exist, right? Unfortunately, a lot of these younger cats, when I say cats, a lot of these younger people, see, I'm so old school. A lot of these younger people, they get frustrated by it, right? And that frustration turns into a couple of things. It turns into anger. It turns into jealousy. It turns into envy. It turns into depression. It turns into a whole bunch of negative stuff that prevents them or prohibits them from actually achieving that goal. Not realizing, when I say that goal, a lot of times for most, it's seeing, like, why are they going on exotic trips? Or why are they, you know, having a whole bunch of cash in their hands, which a lot of times it's either dollar bills or some bullshit or stuff's photoshopped, right? Once again, not reality. But what they're seeing and what this thing is feeding them is what they think their reality is. And I just want to basically, you know, put it out there, like, we've got to wake up. You know, it's just like the movie. You take the blue pill and you'll wake up in Wonderland and believe whatever you want to believe, or you'll take the red pill and really see how deep the rabbit hole goes. And I think right now in my life, I'm really seeing how deep the rabbit hole goes, but that doesn't necessarily mean at times that I don't get caught up, right? And what a lot of us need to do is really realize, like, this shit is not real. It is. I mean, there's so many fallacies in it, you know, in everything that we do. Think about it. We were locked up for the past 2-3 years, right? My opinion is it was all based on a lie, alive for what? Who knows? But the thing about it is, we were led to believe one thing, right? So the Matrix grabbed us, and it can grab us in different kind of ways, right? It can grab us with the glitz and the glamour. It can grab us with fear. It can grab us with so many different things, right? We went down the fear route. All of us did at one point, right? Thinking to ourselves, oh my gosh, this thing is gonna, and we all know what this thing is gonna get us, and it's gonna destroy us, or it's gonna make us sick, or it's gonna kill us, or so we need to do what they say, right? Not realizing, like, hold up a second, stop, wait, pause. And before we go down that road of taking this blue pill and believing whatever it is they want us to believe, like, let's think for a second, right? And let's really see it for what it is. Open your eyes and see it. And what frustrates me with the individual that I was talking to, and I'm not going to say his name, and he's going, oh, he's talking about me, but I say it because I love you, and I say it because hopefully this will open some other people's eyes to possibly waking up, right? But as I look around, like, you got situations, man, that younger kids are just and listen, it ain't me, or if it's me, maybe the Matrix has got me, but you see these younger kids just dropping like flies, and we're hearing about it through the mainstream media. We're seeing it on social. We're seeing it in publications. We're hearing about it from friends, right? All because we invested in something that wasn't real. I feel the same way as I walk around, just walk around my neighborhood, or just wherever, walk around the mall, walk around somebody else's neighborhood. You look at people and it's like, you know, the depression, the obesity, like all this stuff, I feel is a result of us taking a pill, taking the blue pill to believe and to jump into a half truth that is not real, you know, and then it's used against us when we have no other recourse. What I mean by that, is, you know, we'll go down the path of eating improperly, for example. Once again, we're not all stock cars, so what's good for me is not good for you and vice versa, and you got to find out what's good for yourself. But a lot of us feed into the fact that, you know, the average medical person will tell you you need to eat this, do that, you know, don't eat this, don't eat, and then you end up trying to figure out what's wrong with you because what you're doing and what they're telling you to do is not working. Once again, you're buying into a reality that does not fit who you are. You're not opening your eyes. None of this shit is really real. The only thing that's real is what you create for yourself. You know, the buzzword of the day has always been the algorithm, right? The algorithm knows. The algorithm, man, fuck the algorithm, right? That's somebody else's formula. That's somebody else's computer program, not yours. You got your own. It's called your brain, right? And they can, with their algorithm, they can coerce you, right, into believing and seeing what they want you to see and believe, therefore drawing you in. I always draw to the example. I said it earlier. You know, you say some shit on your phone and all of a sudden the ads start popping up, right? That's not, I mean, that's by design, you know? Or I was watching, and I said this, I think I said this on a prior, you know, I've had two episodes. But one of the other episodes, like, I was watching the U.S. Open, and I just want to watch tennis, man. My wife loves tennis. I've actually, you know, grown to enjoy it through her and learn about the players. So I'm starting to root for them and all this stuff. We're watching the U.S. Open at one point, and here comes Moderna talking about the shot of the day, which was ironic because they were doing the shot of the day with Djokovic, a player who never got the shot, which I thought was funny. But regardless, it's like that form of programming, And the programming comes on different levels, right? I said the algorithm because that's basically dealing with, you know, your phones, the computers, and now even the TVs, the smart TVs too as well. They're serving you up ads, you know, through based on your zip code and where you live and everything else. But my whole thing is, that's not you. You've got to do you. And part of you is realizing that your reality is yours, nobody else's. The shit that you see, the stuff that they try to convince you of, is not of your doing. It's not of where I think, where most people want to be. If that was the case, we wouldn't all be trying to figure out, like, you know, why we're all depressed, why we're all overweight, why we can't get stuff started, right? Because everything that is being fed to you is telling you otherwise, you know? Think about it like this. A few years ago, when there was a hurricane that was coming, I believe it was Louisiana or was it Florida? I can't remember. I do specifically remember this. The president of the United States said that you should make sure you get vaccinated. There is a storm coming to destroy everything in its path, and his main concern is to tell you to get vaccinated. Now, if that doesn't raise a red flag, I don't know what does. Like, the interest of whoever it is that has created the algorithm, right, isn't of your interest. And we've got to seriously wake up. We've got to seriously take the red pill and realize that there is, one, no easy way to do anything, right? Going back to the beginning of the podcast when I said I pointed to the floor and then I pointed to the ceiling, right? He gave acknowledgement that he was on the floor, being at the bottom level, but didn't really pay too much attention to the floor, the quarter of the way up from the floor, the middle of the way up to the ceiling. He just paid attention to the ceiling because his reality is saying, I'm gonna be on the ceiling, which is great. That's something to aspire to, but you got to realize what it takes to get there, right? And how, and how you get there isn't by trying something for 3 days and you're a millionaire overnight. The only person that's happened to that I've seen are lottery winners. And we see what happens to a lottery winner a majority of the time when they win the grand prize, right? They're broke in 5, 6, 7 years because they don't know how to handle money. That, you know, that's being at the bottom. You never really knew, and, you know, we were never really taught how to, you know, balance a checkbook or, you know, how to, you know, just deal with money overall. So you get to the top and you got a shit ton of money and then you can't figure out why it's all gone. Because it just doesn't happen overnight, right, at all. So I say this to say, take a minute and really, I mean, because it's hard sometimes because they've gotten so good at this. They've gotten so good at wrapping you around their finger where you get caught up, right? And then the emotions start taking place, which is really what they want to happen, because the more it happens, the more you get dug into it, right? You ever notice the endless scroll? For some reason, you get pissed off because, you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry are, you know, either driving the car of their life, going on vacation, you know, or doing whatever that you're not doing, and you don't use that as fuel. You continue to scroll in this non-realistic world, which chances are, you know, probably the car is rented. The trip that they're on, it was probably paid for by their parents, or they won something, or it's a work trip, right? But they make it seem so exotic, like they made it, and it's really not, right? And then you get so angry about it, and, you know, the word on the street is, and I know this to be a fact, misery loves company. So then you go bitch to somebody else who's experiencing the same thing, and y'all get this big blob of fucking energy going that's not getting you anywhere, when really, like I said, you use that as fuel to say, you know what, I'm gonna get that, and I'm gonna go out and show people how to really get that, And I'm going to experience the blood, sweat, and tears of getting that because that's real. You want that dad bod, mom bod? Well, you know what? There's no corset in the world that can squeeze your stomach enough to get you that six-pack of abs that you want or that flat stomach that you want. There's not enough fat burner pills that you can take before you actually do some damage to yourself. You got to eat properly, and you got to go out there and let your muscles hurt and burn in order to get what you need to get as far as that body that you always wanted. Same thing with health and everything else in between. There ain't no easy way, man, you know, and that's what we need to realize. You got to do the work, and I only say this as a reminder to myself. Don't think I'm not preaching, because a lot of these things that I'm doing lately are daily reminders to myself too as well. I'll go back and listen to it and go, you know, shit, you're right. I'm talking to myself, MJ, you were right in what you just said. You need to realize that, because like I said, I get caught up in it too, just as much, right? That red pill, man, that truth, you know, don't get caught up in the half-truths. You really want something, do the work, right? The power, and the other thing is, if it ain't working and you don't stick with it, you'll never know. You will never, ever know. 3 days, 4 days a week, 2 weeks, that's not enough. Stop getting, you know, 1 minute you're doing this to be a millionaire, next minute you're doing this to me. I am just as guilty of it. And the one thing I learned was the power of fewer things. Right? That what you're good at needs your attention the most, and that's what you concentrate on. That's how you make your reality happen. And as far as this algorithm shit, like it's good for entertainment as long as you realize that's what it is, entertainment, right? Don't get caught up in it. Understand we got to do the work. The Matrix is real. They're going to try every single way to get at us as they can, and it's all part of this control system. That's the next question. You know what? That's another podcast. We're going to talk about who they is. But they don't want you to succeed. Because if you succeed, you have no purpose for them. I say the same thing about your ego, right? Our egos, which is the driving factor of us believing this bullshit reality, has no purpose in life. Your ego is not an organ. It doesn't make your heart beat. It doesn't make you breathe. It doesn't make you feel. It has no other purpose, no other existence other than how it's supposed to drive you. And you know what? We all need drive, yes, but you know, if you kill your ego, you'll still breathe. If you kill your ego, your heart still beats. So try not to get caught up in it too much. Note to self, note to you, and hopefully you can pass it along. The shit ain't real. The Matrix has got us, and we need to be released to it. Create your own reality. On another note, my reality is this. If you want to email me, because I'm actually looking to have great conversations with folks, info@rucktalk.com. Or check out the website, rucktalk.com. Lots more to come. Really great interviews. Like I keep promising it, and it's coming. We're doing them. I just ain't released it yet because there's a lot of stuff that I want to get off my chest, and I kind of want to have this monologue for myself, and so you can get to know me a little bit better, know what I'm all about and what thoughts I have at times. And I'd love to hear from you because I'd love to read some of your thoughts too as well. But just wanted to put it out there. Great conversation. Don't forget, don't get caught up in the Matrix, because it ain't good, man. Take that red pill all day long. Yeah. Thanks for listening to Ruck Talk, episode 3. Under the belt. Talk to you soon.
It's hard to want to be flashy and try and keep it humble. I got a buzz because I be the bumble. See that go. Bragging with the flow. Is it my fault that I'm so cold? Like 32 below. In this game, I'm trying to go like 32-0. And I know I'm about to blow. I'm detonating on the low. So welcome to the show. The best around. It just depends if I'm in your town. Yeah.